Time to meet the men from the ministry. We're off once again for a wander around Whitehall with Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In Whitehall's General Assistance Department, experienced staff stand by to help any branch of government that's overloaded. These people have to be versatile, able to turn their hands to anything, even occasionally to work. But not all the time, of course.
May I come in, Mildred?
Here's a sight you like to see, a sticky bun and a cup of tea.
Good, we'll have to start our 11s without Mr. Lennox Brown. He's late as usual.
Yet this morning?
No, he isn't. In fact, he's so late he hasn't even been in yesterday yet.
Oh, well, I suppose he's at a funny age.
Well, he's trying to pull his socks up. Only last week he bought a book called How to Cure Laziness.
Has he read it?
No, he asked me to read it for him.
Well, you know the old civil service motto, if a thing's worth doing, it's worth getting someone else to do it for you.
Morning, too. Morning, Mildred. Sorry I'm a trifle late, but I had to walk from Paddington today.
Are the tubes running, sir?
Yes, I think so, Mildred, but I walk once a week, you see, to save money. We've all got to fight inflation, haven't we, too?
No, we certainly have one. I've asked my landlady to charge less rent for the sake of both of us.
But how would that help her, Mr. Lamb?
Well, weeks I can't pay, she'd lose less money.
Lorry, give me strength.
Righty-ho, sir. One lump or two.
Five, Mildred, thank you.
My dad says the country's in an economic mess because everyone's living in the past.
You can't blame them. It was so much cheaper then.
The country's in a mess, Mildred, because we're not fully exploiting our natural resources.
You what?
These days, a nation is as rich as its mineral wealth. Oil, iron ore, precious metals, and so on.
We've got our coal, of course, and our North Sea oil. But Sir Gregory asked us a couple of months ago to see what else there is.
Yes, he told us to organise surveys throughout Britain.
Isn't that exciting? How far have you got?
As a matter of fact, we very nearly started.
Sir Gregory gave us a file setting out certain likely areas, but we've not had time to study it yet.
If geologists did find mineral wealth, Britain would be rich again.
Just think, we might have inland oil, like America.
Yeah, or eau de cologne, just like Germany.
I suppose we'd better get on with it, one, or we'll have Sir Gregory in here shouting and bullying us.
Now then, you two!
Hello, Sir Gregory. How nice of you to come and shout at us. How nice of you to come and see us, Sir Bully.
No, be quiet, Lamb. You talk too much. In fact, you could talk your head off and not miss it.
Oh, thank you, Sir Gregory.
Well, what a witty remark, sir.
I wasn't trying to be funny, Lennox Brown. I very rarely joke.
Quite so, sir, as I recall the last occurred in 1950. Yeah.
That's right, it was the day Miss Webb caught her chest in the duplicator.
Oh, silence, both of you. How is it that I can start a sentence as I come through that door and 5 minutes later I still haven't finished it?
You're not the only one at fault, sir. We all enjoy a good chat.
That will do, Lennox Brown. Now, just listen. It's now 2 months since I gave you that mineral job organizing a nationwide survey.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, what have you done about it?
Done about it, yes.
That's what I said, man. Done about it.
We've finished the preparatory work, Sir Gregory.
What preparatory work?
Well, we've sharpened our pencils.
I might have guessed. You've done nothing.
You could say that, sir, yes.
You're a pair of idle layabouts.
But we'd rather you didn't say that, sir.
This is a matter of urgency. The Prime Minister's under pressure from MPs. There will be questions on this matter in the House on Thursday.
I say that's the day after tomorrow.
Exactly. And you will be writing his reply, so you'd better get moving. Does Britain have any untapped mineral wealth or not? And if so, where?
Make a note of that, too. Sir Gregory's put it rather pithily.
And furthermore, don't forget you're responsible for supplying the survey teams with the latest scientific equipment.
The trouble is, Sir Gregory, we've a lot on our plates at the moment.
But this is the General Assistance Department. That's what you're for, to help out everywhere and anywhere. You're the Ministry's troubleshooters.
But sometimes the trouble shoots back.
Quite. Anyway, what other jobs have you got?
Ah, yes, sir. Well, now, we are assisting the Department of the Environment, sir, helping them supervise London's parks.
London's parks?
Yes, we have to see the gardeners are doing their job and keep them supplied with manure.
Well, that shouldn't be difficult. You supply me with nothing else.
Well, we have to check that all flowers and shrubs conform to government regulations.
Well, that doesn't sound too demanding. And don't let it interfere with his mineral survey. That has top priority.
Rest assured, sir, we shall get things moving at once.
And it's vital you make a success of this. Vital for the PM, for the nation, and for you.
For us?
If you bungle this in any way, I'll do you both a mischief. With the greatest of pleasure and the toe of me boot.
What a rude man. He makes Alf Garnett look like Mary Poppins.
Oh, pay no attention to him, Mildred. Now, too, let's get this Parks thing done and out of the way. Then we can concentrate, you see, on the mineral survey.
Good thinking, man.
We'll go to Hyde Park first thing tomorrow and see the supervisor. I'm told he's a Mr. Good.
Oh, good.
That's right. Now, you had better bring the Parks file,
yes.
The one that tells them where to put their shrubs.
Morning, Mr. Good. It's a lovely day. I said it's a lovely day.
Oh, hush your row, Gold. You're all behind. What kept you? I suppose you've been dibbling in the flower beds again.
No, Mr. Good. I was trying to see if these were plants or weeds. I can't tell the difference. I said I can't tell the difference.
And you call yourself a park ranger? The only way to tell is to pull everything up. If they grow again, they're weeds.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Good.
Hey, you two, get off the grass, will you? Where do you think you are? This is a park, you know. You can't just walk round enjoying yourselves.
It's all right, my good man. We're from the Ministry, General Assistance Department. My name is Lennox Brown, and this is my junior colleague here, you see, this is Mr. Lamb.
Oh, well, I'm good.
That's nice for you.
Don't make mock of me, son. I'm park supervisor. Amongst other things, I'm in charge of all the fauna.
Indeed.
And I'm Flora.
Oh, how do you do, Flora?
Hey, don't be cheeky. I said don't be cheeky.
Oh, that's Mr. Gold, him with the cardboard braces.
Good morning, girl.
How do? I said, how do?
Oh, don't flash your trowel about, lad. You're frightening the pigeons.
Yes, well, now, we are here to check that the parks are being run in accordance with ministry rules.
We've been looking round, and I'm afraid a number of things aren't as they should be.
Right. Several tulips are less than 6 inches tall, and they're not all facing in the same direction.
We're concerned about the pansies round the bandstand. Lots of them have gone quite limp.
Many roses are growing in ones and twos instead of in triplicate.
And your pink peonies are puny.
My pink peonies are puny?
Several of them are below regulation size. Now, we leave you this ministry file, Mr. Gold. It's outside our government requirements in the matter.
We want you to get things into line right away, if not immediately.
Why, listen to them, Gold.
I think that's all. Have you anything to say?
Manure.
I beg your pardon.
The flowers need more manure. That's why they're puny.
Gold's right. We can't grow big blooms if you don't supply out to feed them.
We had a load of fertilizer sent you yesterday.
Well, I've not seen it. Where did you send it?
The London Parks Department.
Well, then it could have gone to any of the parks.
Good Lord, you mean you've lost it? A great pile of manure. You must look into it at once.
Looks like we'd better. Gold, off you go and see if you can smell it out.
Well, why me? I said, why me?
You're a park ranger, aren't you?
Yes.
Then range.
Oh, very good, then. Very well, Mr. Good. But I'm only going under protest. I said, I'm only going under protest.
Oh, you'll have to excuse him, I'm afraid. He's not been the same since he was savaged by one of our ducks.
One of your ducks?
Aye, it chased him round the pond and caught him by the shrubberies.
Yes, well, we must be off now. We have work of national importance to do. Good day to you all. Now then, too, is all systems go on this mineral survey. You've got the file, have you?
Yes, well, I've kept it safely. It's here in my in-tray behind the marmalade.
Oh, right, well, read it to me, will you? To just refresh my memory.
Yes, here we are.
Yes.
Grassy areas of the park must be well maintained and protected from abuse. There have been many complaints about courting couples on the verge.
Hey, just a minute, too. Just a minute. That's not the survey file. That's the parks file.
Oh, so it is. I thought we gave this to that chap Gold.
Oh, you idiot. You must have given him the survey file.
Oh, dear.
Well, never mind the oh, dear. Pass me that list of numbers. Yeah. I must ring up the park at once.
Yeah. Here you are, one.
Right. How could you be so careless, too? Well. That survey stuff's confidential. Top secret. Gold will probably leave it lying on a park bench.
Parks Department.
Ah, Lennox Brown here. May I speak to Mr. Gold?
He's not in. Supervisor speaking. Mr. Good.
Oh, well, you're as good as Gold.
You what?
I mean, no doubt you can give him a message for
well,
us.
I'm not sure as I can. Gold went off yesterday to look for that load of manure, and he's not come back yet. Lost himself in one of the parks, I dare say.
Surely not, huh?
Well, either that or the cat's at him. Oh, he's not too bright, that lad. If he had a bit more sense, he'd be half-wit.
The same might be said of my colleague. He gave Mr. Gold a valuable file by mistake. It's full of government secrets.
Bah, heck, I didn't know we'd any left.
Well, we are extremely worried, I can tell you. Now, would you ring us when Gold gets back and let us know the file is safe?
Aye, I'll do that.
Aye, thank you, Mr. Gold.
Oh, I hope he doesn't lose that file, man. I said, I hope he doesn't lose that file.
If he does, too, we'll find that great heap of manure and drop him in it. And you, too.
Oh, dear.
Well, I've had enough for one morning. I'm going along to my club for an early lunch.
All right, Van. I'll pop down to the canteen.
You won't pop anywhere. You've got to compose the PM's statement.
The PM's statement?
On the mineral survey. He's answering questions in the House today. You have to write his reply.
But what can I say, Van? Nothing's been done yet.
That never affected Minister's statements. Just put together some cheerful waffle. Oh, and we do have some good news.
Have we?
Yes, well, we were supposed to supply equipment for survey teams, remember?
Yes.
Yes, well, I managed to pick up two shovels at half price in the army surplus stores. Yes, build the reply around that, you see. The House is sure to be impressed. And don't waste time chatting to the pigeons on the windowsill.
Tisn't fair. There's Mr. Lennox Brown stuffing himself at his club, and I have to stay here and work. I'm glad you agree. Just as well I brought a packed lunch. All right, you can have a bit more if you insist. Do you like these yogurt sandwiches? Neither do I. I think it's the mustard that spoils them. Now, off you go. I'm going to close the window now. No wonder those pigeons are fat. They've eaten most of my lunch. Oh, dear. Hello, General Assistance Department. Richard Lamb cooing. Yes, speaking.
Park supervisor here. I've good news for you, lad.
Oh, yes?
Aye. Our friend Gold's turned up. He was found in Kensington Gardens, and he's located the manure.
Splendid. But what about our survey file?
Your survey is safe and sound. We'll send it to your office right away.
Oh, what a relief.
Very nice manure you sent us. Lots of really good stuff.
Let us know if you need any more. We can produce it at any time.
Well, I'm very impressed with this lot. Real vintage stuff. Got a fine bouquet. 1974, I'd say. And whenever I see it, I'll think of you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Cheerio.
Oh, this is good news. I must tell LB as soon as he gets back.
Hello, Mr. Lamb. I'm sorry I'm late back from lunch. I've been in the Carpenter's Arms.
Really?
Yeah, you know, the pub.
Oh.
My boyfriend took me for a shandy.
Well, we've a lot to do, Mildred.
Oh, here's the one. He always buys me shandy. He says, whiskey makes girls frisky, but shandy makes...
Yeah, that'll do, Mildred. I want you to type this reply. The PM has to read it in the House this afternoon.
Okay, now where's my shorthand notebook? Oh, here we are. Right, Mr. Lamb.
You'll need a pen or a pencil, won't you?
I knew I'd forgotten something. Yeah, all right, fire away, sir.
Her Majesty's government has carried out extensive preliminary surveys in search of mineral deposits.
Ooh, how do you spell preliminary?
Well, there are various ways, but... perhaps you'd better look it up later.
Righty-ho, then. Now, where were we? Yes, mineral deposits.
Yes, a new paragraph. This may help solve our economic problems. I am able to give the House good news.
Ah, you're getting on with that parliamentary reply, too?
Yes, ma'am. Gold's been discovered in Kensington Gardens, so we've no more worries.
Ah.
The survey's safe and sound, and the supervisor's very impressed. He says there's a lot of good stuff there, so our problems are solved.
Ah.
Where was I? Ah, yes. Mildred, ready? We've been able to obtain two shovels from the army surplus stores at half their original retail price. Did you get that, Mildred?
Yes, Mr. Lamb.
Good. When it's typed, rush it over to the House of Commons. The PM's secretary's waiting for it.
Yes, be as quick as you can, Mildred. The PM is making that statement in just over an hour.
The Prime Minister has talked about a mineral survey for months. Will he now inform the House exactly what this survey has revealed, if anything?
Answer! 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 Answer!
No,
No, as a matter of fact, I'd like to be perfectly frank and honest and give you my own personal views on this matter. Your Majesty's government has carried out extensive preliminary surveys in search of mineral deposits, which may help our economic problems. I am able to give the House good news. Gold has been discovered in Kensington Garden, so we've no more worries. The survey is perfectly sound, and the supervisor's very impressed. He says there's a lot of good stuff there, so all our problems are solved. I must just leave my prepared speech for one moment to say that this discovery of gold is entirely due, and I say this with all humility, to the dynamism and thrustfulness of this party and myself.
The Prime Minister, when the government will act on this amazing discovery?
With the true Dunkirk spirit, we shall act at once, if not sooner. And may I point out that the presence of gold in Kensington Gardens, which I suspected all along, has been unearthed by dedicated teams of young British scientists, all products of our comprehensive schools. A deep hole will be dug in the area without delay. I promise to step in personally.
Here is the news, read by Brian Martin. In London, the gold rush is on. Throughout Kensington Gardens, prospectors have been pouring in from all parts of the country to stake their claims. They've started to build a shanty town beside the Albert Memorial, and already hundreds of stubble-chinned men with stovepipe hats and woolen vests are panning for gold in the Round Pond. There were unruly scenes last night in a Knightsbridge honky-tonk saloon. It was thought that gold had been found in the men's room, but this turned out to be just a flash in the pan. Now the rest of the news.
Isn't it exciting, one?
Well, it's certainly a surprise. I never expected to see gold mining in one of London parks.
I'm off now to stake my claim.
Well, is that wise, too? I mean, it's very hard work, and you need the proper equipment.
I've got all that. I borrowed a canteen soup spoon for scooping up the earth, and a canteen tea cake for breaking up the nuggets.
What about panning for gold dust?
Ah, I've borrowed my landlady's non-stick frying pan.
Oh, Gloria.
You can scoff one, but I'll be rich beyond the dreams of Hammersmith.
Yeah. Now, just a moment.
I shan't have to work at the ministry anymore. I'll buy a new bicycle.
I find this business very strange. It all seemed to come out of the blue. But no one's actually found any gold yet. How did the whole thing start?
The Prime Minister announced it in Parliament, didn't he? So it must be true.
Well, I know he announced it, but where did he get his information?
From us, one.
Oh, yes. You wrote his reply to that question.
Well, there you are, then. It's all right. I'm reliable enough.
Two, you're going round in circles. Wait a minute. There wasn't any reference to gold in the thing you wrote.
That's true. Hang on, I've got a copy here.
Well, let me see. Good grief. Do you realise what's happened?
Not yet.
You were talking to me about Mr. Gold being found in Kensington Gardens, and Mildred put it all in the PM's statement.
You don't mean there isn't any gold in the park?
Of course there isn't. The country's out on a limb. You've made a fool of yourself. The Prime Minister made a fool of himself. Yeah. Ooh, you see what this means, don't you?
I'll have to return Mrs. Bradby's frying pan.
You'll have to return Mrs. Bradby. No, too. When it comes out there's no gold, you'll be blamed.
Me? Why me?
Well, you dictated the reply, didn't you? And let it go off without checking it.
Yes.
Besides, you're the junior executive here. It's your job to take the blame.
I'll be sent to the Tower.
Yeah.
They'll cut off my privileges.
Have you seen the evening papers?
Oh, not just now, Mildred, please. We're sorting out a slight problem here.
Oh, what's up with Mr. Lamb? He's come over all unnecessary again. Is it to do with this gold rush, sir? It's certainly causing no end of trouble.
You can say that again.
It's certainly causing no end of trouble. Listen to this in the paper. Kensington hits that gold rush. Kensington dwellers are today up in arms, protesting at the conduct of local gold prospectors. They accuse them of pillaging the neighbourhood and frightening horses and nannies in Kensington Gardens.
Give that to me, Mildred. A protest meeting is planned for tonight in the town hall. Many leading local figures are expected to attend, including General Jorrocks, CBE, and Lady Isabel Peeling.
Quiet, please. Thank you. I now call upon Lady Isabel to say a few words.
Thank you, Nigel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure that we're all agreed that something must be done to stop these people ravaging our royal and ancient borough of Kensington. Now, I'm no snob, as you know, but I do object to rough men tramping through our park in rough clothes, many of them actually drinking tea from their saucers.
Yeah, yeah.
Their language is so foul that sometimes I don't understand it. And I have to get my daughter to explain.
Jorrocks.
I beg your pardon.
General Jorrocks, CBE, retired.
Ah, yes, General. May I have your support?
Well, if it helps the cause, I'd be very willing to let you borrow it.
Thank you.
As you'll see from my entry in Who's Who, I'm a man who knows what's what. What?
What?
Exactly. Now, I agree with all that's been said, but there's another point. Kensington Gardens belongs to Kensington, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I say the gold found in Kensington Gardens should belong to Kensington, not to the rest of the country.
Jolly sound thinking, General Jorrocks. Jolly sound.
The gold is ours, and if the rest of Britain wants it, then let them blasted well buy it.
I agree with the General, absolutely.
These Westminster Johnnies have bled us white too long.
But, General, you're speaking as if Westminster and the rest of Britain were separate countries.
Well, that's just what they should be. An independent Kensington, that's what I say.
And I'm with you. Self-government for Kensington.
And then we can fight for our gold if need be.
Declare war on Britain if they try to take it from us.
By thunder, I can smell the pida in my nostrils already.
Very well, then, let's take a vote. Home rule for Kensington. Anyone against?
This is London. The military junta, claiming to be the government of Free Kensington, today sent an ultimatum to Downing Street. This said that if an assurance of non-intervention in Kensington affairs had not been given by noon today, the borough would declare itself independent and prepare for hostile action. The Prime Minister has given no such assurance, and consequently, Britain is now at war with Kensington. A Kensington spokesman flew this morning to the United Nations to seek safeguards for the area and its vast resources of gold. He's already received support from the Russian delegate, Mr. Ripitov. He said that Russia had long-standing links with the People's Socialist Republic of Kensington, and they would not stand idly by while its peace-loving citizens were crushed beneath the iron heel of the capitalist elite of Shepherd's Bush. Coachloads of heavily armed Russian tourists have already arrived at the Soviet embassy in Kensington.
Oh, do have a seat, sir. Mildred, fetch Sir Gregory a cup of tea.
Righty ho, sir.
Or a cup of medicinal brandy, if you have one.
You seem in bad shape, Sir Gregory. You must be under some stress.
Oh, this war with Kensington's getting out of hand. A naval battle's been raging all day on the Serpentine. Hostile flotillas of paddle boats locked in bitter combat.
Good gracious.
Yes, and hordes of Kensington nannies are hurling rock cakes at Knightsbridge Barracks.
Please give medicinal brandy, sir.
Oh, thank you, Miss Murphy. Now, take the bottle to save you running to and fro.
Now, is there anything we can do, sir?
Well, the PM's worried in case these Kensingtonians storm important buildings in Park Lane.
You mean like the Bunny Club?
Exactly. Yes. Well, I have arranged for unlimited police to stand by in the park.
Well done, sir.
Oh, Miss Murphy, send a telex to the PM. Tell him I've done that, would you?
Righty-ho, sir.
Yes, the PM's at his wits' end. He actually said he wished there weren't any gold in the park. And that's what started all this.
Did you say, sir, that the PM wished the gold had never existed?
I did. And those are my sentiments, too.
Yes. Sir Gregory, it's possible we might be able to help you.
What do you mean? How could there suddenly be no gold?
Well, you see, sir, Mr. Good's pink peonies were puny, and we sent a load of jolly good stuff, but this chap went off with the file. Only it was the wrong one, and they couldn't find the manure, and when they did, I accidentally put it in the Prime Minister's wallet.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's not quite as simple as that, sir. But the fact is, there is no gold, and there never was any. A slip of the typewriter, one might say.
I should have guessed. So you're at the bottom of this. You blundering bird-brained buffoons. I'll kill you.
Oh, Sir Gregory, you're going purple again.
You said you wished there wasn't any gold, and we've made your wish come true. Aren't you pleased with us?
Pleased?
After all, if there's no gold...
Which there isn't,
the war with Kensington will be over.
Yes, just think, sir. No more war. Children will play in the park again, feed the ducks, swing on the swings. The voice of the turtle will be heard in Bayswater Road.
The lights will go up again all over Notting Hill Gate.
By Jove. By Jove, you're right. Yes. Yes, I'll have a survey carried out at once. That'll prove there's no gold there. Let me shake you both by the hand. The war is over. Pass me the brandy. I'll drink to that. Peace in our time.
I say we got out of that rather neatly.
All's well, sir. I did that telex, like Sir Gregory said.
Telex? Oh, yes, the police in the park, yes. Oh, it'll hardly be necessary now.
Oh, well, I sent it anyway. I said there'd be plenty of coppers standing by.
May I see the actual message?
Yeah, here you are, sir.
Telex to PM, urgent, unlimited supply of coppers available in Hyde Park.
Mildred, what was that?
Copper? In Hyde Park? Mildred, stop that message at once.
We're gone, sir.
And it mustn't, too. You'll have to climb in the telex machine and get it back.
Right. Oh, can't do it.
Wait a second. Open the top and jump it back.
Muddling through as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley and John Graham. The program was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.